So, I guess we're continuing on. Matano shelo hormu Which means that manas kahuna, even before it's separated, again, matano shelo hormu kamisha, which means that the matanos, manas kahuna, even before they are separated, in other words, even before the, let's say, the Zerul Chayim and Kevah are cut off of the animal, or even before the produce, percentage of the produce is split off of the produce, it's as if they are split off already. And split off already, and thereby, it's like the Kohen already has a zechus in that portion of it. Such that when the Kohen grabs it, he'll actually become his. Okay, and then if the Yisrael doesn't want to give it to him, once he cuts it up, he'll be able to sue him in court. Because that particular Kohen realizes zechus. That's only if you say that it's, even though it hasn't been separated, it's as if it has been separated, such that now the Kohen could be Kohen. But if you say it's not separated yet, so then the Kohen is very nice, he picked up the animal, but the animal is the animal, it's not the matanos. Or similarly, another nafkamina is by if a person steals the tevel of Yisrael. So if you say the matanos shalom kamisha, so then the portion of the tevel, which is going to the Kohen, is really, it doesn't belong to the Yisrael anymore. Because it has a schos, the Kohen, the Kohuna has a schos in it. So therefore, I wouldn't have to, if I steal your thing and damage it, I only have to pay you for the money of the chulin. But if you say kalo shalohar mudamian, it's not. It's like it's not separated. So then, basically, I damaged 100% of your stuff, right? So and maybe I have to pay 100%. So the question is, do you say that the unseparated stuff is it if it has been separated? That's the facts. So we explain that the question is, go with my svar. You'd have a different svar. But I'm going with my svar here. So we said is that, well, how does manas kahuna work? Is it pshat that the Torah creates a zchus mamon of the kahuna, and the mitzvah is for you to actualize or realize the zchus mamon? Right? Or is it pshat, no, the Torah was mechayiv you to create the zchus mamon? Is this a pshat? The Torah creates a chus mamon and says you have to act on it? Or the Torah said, no, you must create this chus mamon through hafrasha and then give it to him. If you say the Torah created this chus mamon, so it means it's kamisha or madami. It means the Torah gave the kahuna bailas on the matanos, on the whatever, on this portion of the stuff. Right? The Torah gave him the mamonos. Now you have to actually physically separate it and give it, but he already has a Kenyan. So therefore, if he, one particular coin now grabs it, so it says, if I steal the thing from Israel, it's not his, it's the coins. But if you say, no, the Torah didn't create a Zchus Mamon, the Torah created a Chiyuv for you to create the Zchus Mamon through your Afrasha. So as long as you didn't do Afrasha, so then it's basically belongs to Israel, 100%. Right? So that's how we learn it. He's like, so that's asking. If you say lav kamishur v'damian, so you're saying is there's no intrinsic chus mamon. So then your hafrasha creates it. So the question is, how does hafrasha create that? Right? If it were a kinyan, it would be one thing. But hafrasha doesn't seem to be like a maisa kinyan per se. So I think Danny's correct is that the chiyuv is really, it really belongs to the kohen, or it's going to the kohen, so to speak. But the question is, did the Torah make it the coins automatically, or it said you have to do an action which realizes, like, it's supposed to be the coins, but you have to do an action which, so to speak, which triggers that, or act in line with the Torah's objective that it's the coin. It doesn't automatically make it his, but it says you have to do, you know, an action which expresses the fact that you want that. You have to do an act, like the action of Afrasha is relegating it, that this is for me and this is for the Kohen. And then the Torah's so to speak, the Torah is doing it. It's not like I'm doing an action which really makes it the Kohens. In terms of Kenyanim. But I'm doing a Maisa which is bringing on the Torah's plan, so to speak. Now, does the Torah's plan happen automatically? Or it's realized through the Maisa of the person which separates out his Zechus and the Kohen? Or it not really separates out, but it's like an action which is bringing on or acting in line with the plan of the Torah. Torah is a mitzvah that you should make it as. And the Torah says, make it as through your doing hafrasha, separating it from your bialas, so the Torah imbues the shame baal of the Kohen. Right? It's Torah doing it. That's what you mean, it's like axiomatically. The Torah is definitely doing it. It's not through Kenyan. But does it do it outside of your, nothing to do with you, or it says you have to do a maisa, which brings it on? Maisa mitzvah of hafrasha. Through the maisa mitzvah of hafrasha, the Torah creates this chesed, you know, creates the din kohen on it. Saying that definitely is true. That with the maisa hafrasha, it's not yours anymore. Question is, did the Torah do that automatically in terms of the mammon, or it waited for the maisa of the mitzvah? The mitzvah is what realizes that. Yeah. Like, I mean, this is just going over the two different ways to look at it. It's like, in one way, it's like the Torah said that you don't own your stuff. Right? You don't really own it. You don't have full bialas. You don't own 10%, whatever percent of your stuff. Now, you have control to give it to who you want to, but it's like it compromised your bialas. In the other way, it's like, no, you do own it. And the very mitzvah is for you to give it up. And the action of hafrasha is separating it from your bialas, from your ownership. The Torah wants you to make it his. Through doing the mitzvah of hafrasha, the Torah creates a mechanism whereby it becomes his. But it's like the Torah didn't do it automatically. The Torah didn't. The whole idea is that you're giving up your bialas. According to the first way, it's not that you're giving up your bialas. Your bialas is given up. You don't have bialas. You know, and you just have to, you know, go in line with that. It's like a different nature of the mitzvah, so a little different. What the Torah is doing, how the Torah is checking your bialas. Is it like, you know, taking it away from you automatically and you just have to accept the reality? Or is it telling you that you have to do it? And setting up a maisa of you doing that. Then once you do the maisa, then the Torah will, you know, works the mechanism. That's what hafrasha is. Hafrasha means separating this for the Kohen. It's not just like a practical matter. I'm saying, oh yeah, I think this is what I'm going to get. Let's put it on the side so I don't forget about it. It's a real thing. It's like you exert bialas on the entire thing. You're separating it off and like removing it from under your control. You know, so thereby making it is, giving him this close in it. That's what hafrasha is. Hafrasha is this reality of hafrasha. It's not just like a prep. That's how I guess you think of it. It's just a preparatory thing. Right, it really separates it from your grasp. It's like you're holding it, it's yours, and now you're separating it off from your control. Now it becomes, allows him to have a skin in. It turns out that that's what the Gemara is saying. That's what it means when it says that matanos are din. It means they're din, sorry, is that it gives him his chus mamon. Right? Gives him his chus mamon. And thereby, the nafkamina will be, even though the kahuna has chus mamon, but no kohen could sue you because it's ain't otovim. But if, since there is this chus mamon, if a particular kohen grabs it, so he will realize chus mamon, and then he'll be able to sue you. And that's what it means that matanos are din. There's the best will get involved at that point. It's a funny case, but that's the only case, practically. So the problem is that in the Braisa, so that's what it means, Matanos is din. That's what that from Mishpat. The question is, but it's a Zeya Mishpat. It means this does not apply by Chaz of Ashok. This is what applies by the other Kohen Matanos, by Chaz, you know, Zerah Geva, but not by Chaz of Ashok. Because Zeh. So Zeh excludes it. So what's the sense of excluding Chaz of Ashok? I mean, why should it be any different? Right? If you tell me this is the way the Torah said on Manas Kehuna, Manas Kehuna is that it creates this Lus Mamon of the Baal coming in it. Now he just has to be realized through an Ani coming taking it, or whatever. So why should Chaz of Ashok be different? Right? Sumer says, as the Rashi explains, that by the regular Manas Kohana, so it's like Hefker for all Kohanim to take. Any Kohen who wants can take it, so to speak. Right? I guess. It's like Hefker, and it's like he's Koned from Hefker. Right? But by the Chaz V'Shok, yeah, but that's what the Rashi says it also in the first one. It's Matanos or Shavim L'Chal HaKohanim. It's equal to all Kohanim. The Chaz V'Shok, which is only for that Beis Av, that group who's on the Beis Mikdash, then it doesn't work. So the question is, what's the difference? Who cares if it's Shava to all Kohanim? If all Kohanim could grab it, or if only that Beis Av could grab it. Either way, it should be Zchus Ma'amon to that Beis Av. And when they grab it, they grab it. What's the difference? Right? Well, what's the difference whether it's available to all Kohanim or it's only for that Beis Av? So then Neil asks the question, so what's the, before we get into our Svara, well, what's the sense that Zerah Chaz V'Shok only goes to this Beis Av? But the other Matanas go to everybody. To all Kohanim. So then he says, well, and I think this is kind of what Yehuda was getting at, is that the Chaz V'Shok is part of the Avodah Zekarban. Right? It's part of the Avodah Zekarban that you separate off from the Karban Shlomim, the Chaz and the Shok, and you wave them and you give them to the Kohanim. So since it's part of the Avodah, it goes to the to Ovdim. It doesn't just go to any Kohen, it goes to the Ovdim of the Karban. I don't know that particular guy, but it's someone from that family. In other words, they're the ones who are on, it's part of the Karban, they're the Kohanim who are involved in Karbanos now. So now this is part of the Karban, is that it goes to a Kohen. It doesn't just go to Stama Kohen and who's on vacation. It goes to Kohen who's on shift. But the other Matanos have nothing to do with Karbanos. They just stop, I'm sitting in wherever, shechting my Karban, shechting my animal, not a Karban. So now you have to give the kahuna a portion. So who cares what Kohen? This Kohen can be anywhere. Doesn't matter why should one family, the fact that this family is on in the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim, I mean, that's irrelevant. Point is that it's a gift to the kahuna. I think Danny's right. I think this is kind of what you were trying to say last week also. It's that. It's a different, totally different type of thing. Like, by Israel, okay, Bob. So basically the Torah's holding is that of your meat, a portion of your meat should go to Kohanim. So the Torah can create this chos, so you have meat, a portion of it belongs to the Kohanim. The Torah creates chos mammon, even before you shechter or whatever, even before you actually separate it. You have meat, a portion of it goes to Kohanim. So it's a plain monetary thing. The Torah creates the din mammon already. But this is really karbanos. It's not just pshat. It's not just like a tax. Part of your karban, part of your meat karbans go to, It's not even really your meat. It's just like in the karbanos, it's like the kohanim for doing the avodah, so to speak, like they get a reward for doing the avodah, right? They get a reward. It's like, you do the tenufa, the chaz v'shok, and you get it. They're involved in the avodah, and in return, they get the chaz v'shok. So it's like, it's tied in with the avodah. And that's why it's only the proof. That's why it's only for the Ovdim. They're not particular Ovid, but it's only for the people who are Ovdim in the Mikdash. So it's like a trade. It's like they do the Avodah and they get the Chaz V'Shok. So it's not. It wouldn't make sense in that framework to say like the Torah created a Zchus Ma'amon in the thing or an intro or prior. Because this is one thing. Prior means it's like you don't own it. It's just like it belongs to the government. You just have to realize it. But this is a different thing. This is like a reward for doing the avoda, so it's like it's tied in with doing the avoda. As you separate it out and doing the avoda, you got it. It's not like if it's like automatically there, as you would like lack in this idea of being the avoda. It's like it's tied with the separating it, right? Like it says, it's like the tenufa is what makes it there. So the separating it out, the picking it up, the teruma. Separating it, what makes it theirs. Gives them this chus, and it is the separation of it. It's not just already theirs. It's not just like a part of the carbon which happens to be theirs, but it's the avoda of the tenufa which gives it to them. It says, "Veshoka truma yimin tenu truma lakoyim tzuchei shalmeichem hamakavis dam hashlam v'sechel av mnei aron lo tiyashok yimamana The one who brings the Dama Shlamim and the Chilev, he gets the Shulchan Yamin. I don't know if that means literally him, though, because I don't think it's a halacha. Rashi says, Mishu Roy Lizrikasa. It doesn't mean the guy himself, but someone who's fit for it. He has to actually be an Ovid. If he's Tamei, Shazrika, then he can't get it. So that's interesting. It's like, you see, he really has to be an Ovid. If at the moment, if he's Tamei for the second half of the carbon, that's not it. It's no good. You see, it's tied in with the Avodah itself. It's not just the Schus Mama of the Kuna. The Schus Mama of the Shevet means Torah is a pot of the Shevet, and this belongs to that pot. This is not that idea. It's a different concept. It's an idea. As you do the avodah, you get the reward. So that concept, it doesn't. As it's saying, it doesn't. In that framework, it doesn't. It's not just giving them this chos mama. This chos mama, the Torah created their mama from the get-go. But here, it's tied in with their avodah itself. It's not from. It's not their part of the carbon. It's like, it's you're doing it. So it's tied in with the akur with asiya. So therefore, if you pick it up before that point, so there's no kenyan. It's not theirs already. It's not like it's already there. The Torah's not creating just a din mama. The Torah's setting up a ma'isa avoda, and part of that avoda is that they're doing all that avoda, and they get the thing for it, which, you know. But it doesn't happen automatically. It happens through the avoda. And Rashi's saying to Beis Av, this is what I guess what Yehuda's saying, is that he's just referencing you that he's showing you that it's part of the avoda itself. Because in general, there's no, like, I don't know if there's a bailus of the Beis Av. It's not like a monetary like a corporation, the Beis Av. I mean, it's true, it's a family, but it's a big, big family. It's not like, it's an extended, big extended. There are 24 of them amongst all the Kohanim. So it's not like there's the pot, the bailus. I mean, there's a bailus of the Shevet, you can say. It's like the Shevet of the Kohanim. Within that, this whole Beis Av is a system of the Ovdim. They broke the Ovdim up into 24 groups. Just tying it into the avoda itself, as opposed to just the regular kinyan of Kohanim, and just, you know, it happens to be to this Beis Av. It's not just saying it's a kinyan, like it's a kinyan, it just happens to be to this Beis Av. No, the idea, the concept he's showing you is just tied in with the avoda itself. And the avoda itself doesn't, the Torah is not creating a prior kinyan. Then the Torah is leaving it to be good, to be transferred through to have its host through the being involved in the avoda, through the hafrasha, through the tenufa. But that's what it's saying is Zeya Mishpat HaKohanim Zeyan, but not Chaz V'Shok Chulin, yeah, not Chaz V'Shok's part of Kohanim, that's how it takes. I'm jumping into the middle of it, but it's an above master Kuf Chaf Beis, Kuf Chaf Gimel Beis. So the Gemara is it's talking about Rabbi or whatever, but it's saying is Kesavar, he holds Matanu Shalom Hormo Kimish HaMadamin. So just like in our Gemara, it's saying Rabbi's holding Matanu Shalom Hormo is like it's HaMadamin. But the Tosus asks, he says, Tim, the Besamach Mukil Krabi, Yusuf Perak Shein, the Kedushin, is like Lach Mishra Damin. In Kedushin, same Rabbi, you know, he says, it's Lach Mishra Damin. So which one is it? You can't say in one Gemara, say, Rabbi's holding, it's Kedushin, or Rabbi's holding, the way you're resolving your problem, though, Rabbi holds Kedushin, Damin. If in Kedushin, you resolved it by saying, he holds Lach Mishra Damin. So which one is it? Make up your mind. Yishnom Tan Hachalo Sarah like Rabbi. So one answer is that it's not talking about Rabbi. It's talking about Rabbi because of a different point. So it's really saying it's not really Rabbi. It's someone else who held like Rabbi in a different point. But vis-a-vis the halacha of Matan Shalom Kamishorma Damian, he doesn't hold like Rabbi, so whatever, you just step out of the problem. Inami, because if you follow, whatever, you could work it out. Inami is the answer, it's important. Dafkab matanos the chumas meiser is slay the rabbi, the laf kemishur madamin. It's only by chumas like meiser, chumas meiser. That's when he holds laf kemishur madamin. Aval matanos the hacha, the zrol chayayim, shem nikaros, bought by zrol chayayim, which are nicker. They're recognizable, they're distinct components, right? The zrol chayayim, is slay kemishur madamin. Then rabbi holds it as kemishur madamin. So he's saying his rabbi makes a split. He makes a split. Now you say Kamiyashur Nami, my things are nicker by the Zorah and the Keva. But by grain, where there's no grain, particular grain, which is nicker as the grain of the Truma, so then you don't say Kamiyashur Nami. And you don't say that. Then you say, then Rabbi's holds, I mean, some say that, but Rabbi's holding, no. Then you don't say it. Then you don't say it's as if they're separated apart. Then, I guess, in our language, the Kenyan doesn't start then. Until it's actually separated. by the Chazor the thing is Nicker already, so then you say this is Chazmalon already. But by Truma, where it's not yet separated, there's no distinct part. It's just like that 2% or whatever the thing, so that there's no Kenyan in the grains yet until they're physically separated and separated apart and, you know, designated which ones. Right? So the question is, what's this idea? What's the concept? And presumably this is Rebbe's compromise. I mean, the Gemara definitely was holding it, Kamish Hormadami, by grain, by Truma, so it's like, it's not pshat that the Gemara all along is saying is the whole thing doesn't apply by grains, by things which are nicker. It's just Rebbe's compromise. So we have like a new question is, if you say Kamish Hormadami, does it even apply by something like grain, where there's no particular grain, which is coins? Or do you say not only works by Matanos, where we know the particular chafzas of the Matanos? Right? Okay, so that's what I like to take up tomorrow. Hopefully I'll be feeling well tomorrow. And then further in Aragama Chulan, which is, gets into, you'll see the next case. I mean, it's Chassidus or whatever, so I guess I'm going the next Tashma. Yeah, the next Tashma. Okay.